All right, welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket. Happy Saturday! I'm excited.
Absolutely.
I'm always excited. I'm caffeinated. I'm ready. It's Saturday, and we're Americans. We're talking about guns. This is the Gunsmith Show, bringing it to you live every Saturday morning, talking about guns because we love guns. We enjoy guns. It's our right. It's our ability to express our freedom and our liberty. So that's why we do it. Now, Tri-County Roofing of Mid-Michigan brings you this segment of the show every single week. Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com is their website, but you can link to them right on our website, thegss.com. Tri-County Roofing's been with us for about 12 years now, I think.
Yeah.
Sponsoring the show. 810-732-7740. What makes them special? They're excellent at what they do. Over and over again, they specialize in those low and flat pitch roofs. Now, they also do residentials, any pitch you want. They'll do steel. They'll do synthetic roofs. They do all kinds of stuff, specializing in making your house have the best roof it can and your business. So they have done just hundreds and hundreds of schools, huge flat roof buildings. It always amazes me the jobs that they do and the work they've done. They are a highly decorated and rewarded roofing company. 810-732-7740. When you talk to Tim or Melinda at the office, just tell them thanks for sponsoring the Gunsmith Show, helping us get this show on air every week. So now we're going to continue talking about the 500 Smith & Wesson, the magnum of magnums. Jacob, take us away. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, you know, for the caliber like this, you need a gun to shoot it out of. And I figured, well, why not talk a little bit about some of the options Smith & Wesson offers, since they're the ones that created it in the X frame.
I figured here in Michigan we might need a license plate for the gun that shoots this.
I don't know. It's big. It's big it for is sure. Big. So Smith & Wesson offers a couple different options in revolvers for this setup. And really, there's a setup for
anything you can imagine.
Any practical and probably the most impractical purposes available for a gun like this. And what are those barrel lengths?
So the barrel lengths start at 3.5 inch, which is scary because that's almost how long the bullet is.
Yeah.
And then, or the shell completely. And then the biggest one is 10.5 inch performance center.
Oh,
that is just a beast.
That's the one that's got the sling swivels. It's got everything designed for,
which is cool. I mean, it is not, because you would want something like this. You could sling this thing over your shoulder.
Yeah, it's too big for a hip holster. It would pull your pants down.
It'll throw your hip out. You'd have to wear one on each hip, and that could get expensive.
So they all, So they all come standard with the Hogue mono grips, that rubber grip you're really going to want with this gun.
Yeah.
I remember, they're all 5-shot revolvers. These are huge revolvers that in any other caliber would probably hold 7 or 8 rounds. But in this case, which actually, it'd be kind of a cool idea, the X frame in like a 44 Magnum or a 38, where you could hold like 10 or 12 rounds.
Oh, I don't think it could hold that many. But
it's a bit, you know what I mean?
You might be able to get 7 in it. You know?
Yeah, true.
But,
so,
do you need that many in a 44 Magnum anyway?
Well, no. But maybe in a 38, or if they did this in like a
357, you could probably put 10 in it.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. And this is actually, the X frame is also the one that they chamber in the 460s. And the 350 Legends,
yeah,
are chambered in this too.
I've held a couple of the 350 Legends, and they're pretty impressive. You know, it's a lot of steel around that cylinder.
There is. So, you know, that 3.5 inch one is it's an unfluted cylinder, standard barrel, no compensator at the end. That's a plain Jane. Hey, this is a backpacking handgun.
We figured it was for defending against bear.
Yeah.
You know, if this is your fly fishing gun when you're fly fishing in grizzly territory.
Right.
Or what's the other big brown bears?
Yeah. Kodiak Island stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So when, and then the 4.5 inch.
Or four. 4 inch.
I'm sorry. The 4 inch then has the compensator. Yep. When you get up into them, like you said, that 8 3/8 has the compensator. The 10.5 is the performance center. Now, what's really mind-boggling with all of these, that 3.5 inch weighs 36.8 ounces.
No, 56.8.
I'm sorry, 56.8 ounces is the 3.5 inch barrel. 3.5 pound revolver.
Yeah, 3.5 pounds. Think about that.
And that's empty.
Yeah.
That's not even a loaded weight. And here's what's crazy. Next time you go to the grocery store, pick up a 5 pound bag of potatoes.
Yeah.
The 10.5 inch barrel, option, empty.
Performance Center model.
Performance Center
weighs
4.97 pounds. That's close enough for me to say that's a 5-pound sack of potatoes.
That's a 5-pound sack of potatoes. That's a lot to fit in a 5-pound sack of potatoes.
So think about that when you're looking at these and you're like, okay.
Or like you said, holding out a 5-pound bag of flour.
Yeah, put a 5-pound, hold that straight out in your arm.
Yeah.
Hold that straight out flat then pull the trigger.
So you better start, if you're going to get one of these or if you have one and you're not ready for it, you're going to want to beef up a little bit for it. You're going to want to eat your Wheaties before you go out and work with this gun.
Yeah, it's a 5-pound, dumbbell. That's your workout. Well,
so the handguns, these X-frame guns, they start MSRPs right about $1,600 and up. So they're expensive handguns. But, when you start talking about $1,600, there's a lot of guns that cost you $1,600 now. You know what I mean?
Correct.
You don't have to do that because you can get a single shot rifle in these and go from there. But if you want to stick with the handgun and have that Smith & Wesson charm, it's a nice way to go. But $1,600, you can get them used cheaper than that, of course. But
I think that's one of the things is you see a lot of these used because someone shoots a whole, five rounds out of it. And they're like, oh, no. Nope, it goes back in the safe.
About eight years ago, we did a big estate sale. And there was a 500 Smith & Wesson that was engraved in an estate sale. I think it sold for $1,200
back then.
Sale.
It was, yep.
And it was a beast. But I just kept remembering that video of that guy's finger getting blown off because the fire that
comes right expels out of the
around
gap.
The edge of the cylinder gap cut his finger off like a freaking laser. It's like, oh my God.
Well, the size of this gun, you've got to have some long fingers to reach your finger all the way out there.
You've got to be a piano player.
Yeah.
That likes to eat a lot of beef.
And make sure, if you pick the one with the whole top's got the Picatinny rail, make sure you've got that scope on tight. And I've seen these where they put four scope mounts on them
to hold the scope down. Yep.
You've got to make sure you're not going to put a $49 pistol scope on this gun.
No, and if you do put a pistol scope on, you're going to want to put something that has a lifetime guarantee on it. Because chances are it's not. I mean, I've had, Nikons and stuff, no reticle left after the first shot with a 450 Bushmaster. And they're like, well, yeah, it's a 450 Bushmaster. You can't tell me you sold that. A 30-06 kicks harder than a 450. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some of them do. You can't tell me that scope was just improperly made. But
right.
Nikon's not making scopes anymore. Maybe that's why. But there's, there are other guns available.
Well, I think.
But I still like these.
Taurus. Let's not forget Taurus in the revolver game. Taurus makes a 500 Magnum.
That scares me.
The Raging Hunter, 5-inch barrel ported.
Yeah. Well, they're big in 454 Casules.
They are. So it's called the Raging Magnum, ported. This is, again, it's Taurus's version of the X-Frame.
Yeah.
MSRP is a little less than $1,200.
Well, it's not bad.
So it's not bad.
It's probably a little lighter, too.
It
might be a little lighter. Let's see if it's lighter.
It is a pretty big, heavy gun. Again, it's, what do you expect, well, right? It's a 500 Magnum.
60
so
ounces.
It's 60 ounces.
Unloaded.
60 ounces unloaded still.
Wow.
So it's still not, it's
3¾ pounds.
Yeah.
And what was the barrel length?
5.1 inches.
That's just probably a smart length. That's a nice, that's what my R8 was, my Smith & Wesson 357, was 5.1 inch. And
do make an 8⅜-inch one.
Yeah, that's a beast.
That's a big one still. And they all come ported. Again, if you've never held the Tauruses, these are very front heavy, I would say, as well.
Yeah.
Five rounds.
But they got a lot of good things on them. For the price, it's a decent gun.
Yeah.
And they do have a lifetime guarantee, I believe.
They describe it as backup gun for dangerous game hunts or a primary gun for anything that walks on four legs. So
I always kid around and say stuff like, yeah, it's my blue whale gun.
Yeah.
It's what I used to blue whale hunt. And people look at me like, what?
Yeah.
You blue whale hunt?
Only the endangered ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I only go for the endangered species, So. Yeah. It's like, I'm going eagle hunting.
I'm sure that there's other companies, just thinking off the top of my head here. There will be other handgun companies that pop up and do things, and you'll see other calibers like the 500 Maximums, and
yeah,
we're always changing and evolving and wildcatting. And
yeah, And that's the fun part about guns. There's always something different. We try to look at the mass-produced guns because that's what most of us go out and buy.
Well, you know, you can go to your nearest sporting goods store, and chances are they're going to have a box of 500 Magnums on the shelf.
Sure.
You might not like the price. But and this thought hit me this past week. I stopped in at Meijer, and I said, and every time I go to Meijer to get groceries, I say, well, I'll just walk through the sporting goods department or what sporting goods department is left in one of these stores. Yeah. And just see what ammo is there. And sure enough,
Darn, they're all out of soccer bolts.
It's still, you know, your standards. 243, 308.
270.
270, 30-06, 350s, 450s.
Sometimes you get lucky and see a box of 35 Remingtons, but not very often anymore.
And then 30-30s, and then there's always boxes of buckshot and shotgun slugs.
It's going to change this year now. Because those guys are probably scrambling right now going, oh my gosh, we got to get regular cartridges in because people are going to be deer hunting down here with 7.62 by 39s and 223s and 30-30s. And they're not going to have to go up north to use those guns. They're going to use them down here because it's open for our regular bottleneck cartridges now here in lower Michigan.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a whole different year. You know, in that big sale, I should have gotten the statistics this week on how many of those straight wall cartridges sold at Williams last week. That'd be interesting to find out.
Yep.
But I did, you know, we do get a saturation in the market sometimes where pretty much everybody that wanted one has one. And I think that happened with the 450 because I think it was 10 days into the sale last week at Williams Gunsight, which was a straight-walled cartridge sale, 17.76% off up until the 12th. So that would have been Monday.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now, and what happened was 10 days into the sale, they had not sold a single 450 Bushmaster yet.
Oof.
But they had sold 350s and 400s and 360 Buckhammers.
See.
But they had not fired sold a 450 Bushmaster yet. There's a saturation point. And even at 17.76% off, pretty much everybody that has one or wants one already has one.
Yeah.
So they have sold a ton of those guns. How many have I bought in the past 10 years?
A lot.
Probably like 6 or 7.
Yep.
And I shoot them and like them and test them and then sell them to somebody that needs them because I've done what I wanted to do with them.
Yep.
But, well, we got to go to commercial break, but we're going to talk more about some of these big guns.
Yeah, when we come back.
So hang on tight for more of the Gunsmith Show here on today, Saturday, the 18th of July already.